What's happening in terms of your trial, the adjuvant study, the 1505 study, the ECOG?
So it just activated 2 days ago, actually.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
That was quick enough, huh?
It's open. We'll just focus on that. So we are, I think, more comfortable than ever with our choice of regimens. Cisplatin gemcitabine is one of the regimens, and now we have large trial validating the safety profile there. We're also still including cisplatin vinorelbine and cisplatin docetaxel with a little bit of extrapolation on safety there. But I think with the proven safety now with cisgem, we're comfortable with that. At this point, we're still sticking with the 15 milligram per kilogram dosing, given that that's where we have known proven survival benefit.
What about stage and 1B specifically?
So at this point, we are limiting the 1Bs just to those whose tumors are 4 centimeters or greater. A lot of discussion went into that. We know from subset analyses of the larger adjuvant trials that the 1B patients don't seem to benefit overall. We know from the 1B CLGB trial that the trial was overall statistically negative. But in those tumors that were 4 centimeters or greater, patients with those tumors, they did have a survival benefit. So that's where we came up with the 4 centimeter cut point. And that's what we're moving forward with.
And what are the other eligibility criteria?
At this point, we're not limiting to any histology. We're also not limiting it to patients who are off of anticoagulation. So we're able to include that, given that they won't have any large tumor. And based on the safety data that's come out from the colorectal patients, and now the hints of it that have come out of the AVAIL study, patients who've had any sort of stroke or transient ischemic attack are excluded. Patients who've had any other sort of arterial thrombotic event, such as myocardial, within 6 months are also excluded.
What exactly is the regimen? How long is the Bev continued?
The investigator with the patient must choose a chemotherapy regimen up front. The cisplatin backbone is 75 milligrams per meter squared every 3 weeks for 4 cycles on all of them. The vinorelbine is 30 milligrams per meter squared days 1 and 8. The docetaxel is 75 on day 1 only. And the gemcitabine is 1,200 milligrams per meter squared, days 1 and 8. The bevacizumab, as I mentioned, is the 15 milligram per kilogram dosing every 3 weeks, starting with the first cycle of chemotherapy and then continuing for 1 year.